Is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Late this afternoon, the Senate beginning debate on President Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. South Carolina's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The debate and eventual voting on the Big Beautiful Bill has begun. Hallelujah.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer standing on the Senate floor next to a sign saying $4.45 trillion deficit explosion.
Rather than be honest with the American people about the true costs of their billionaire giveaways, Republicans are doing something the Senate has never, never done before. Deploying fake math and accounting gimmicks to hide the true cost of their bill.
The 4th of July travel rushes on. TSA says it expects to screen up to 18.5 million travelers at security checkpoints between Tuesday and next Monday. A source telling us that LeBron James has formally opted for a 23rd season with the LA Lakers. This is ABC News. We're tracking an active shooter situation right now in northern Idaho. An unknown person shooting at fire personnel as they arrive to put out a growing brush fire. The shooter opening fire whenever firefighters get near. Law enforcement investigating whether the fire could have been intentionally set in order to lure first responders to the scene. Ongoing debate over potential changes to kids' vaccination schedules. An advisory committee hand-selected by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. voting Thursday to recommend against flu vaccines containing the preservative thimerosal. Dr. Fiona Chavez, who resigned from the CDC this month on ABC's This Week.
They're now saying that they're going to go and look back at safe and effective vaccines that have settled science, have had thorough review, and potentially remove those from the recommendations. That means that it could potentially cut off access and cut off insurance coverage for these vaccines.
Thimerosal is found in fewer than 5% of all children's vaccines. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
All right, this is Max Inc. Radio Saturday night. I am Rocker here with Jane and Chloe.
Hello. Hello.
We are going to kick off this second hour of Max Inc. Radio with a double dip from a Dem Test Fade. This is his brand new song, Coasting. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
See, I'm a thinking man. Just like the little engine, I think I can, then I think again. Get weak and play this thinking game. I can't stop thinking, damn. It just goes to show I need a ride. The riptide has rolled in too fast. Feels like I'm drowning. I'm in too deep. And the water's still rising, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light is shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat, no tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd
rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. Can I see through the eyes of lies? My eyes of lies drift to the sea, polluting, promoting these lies, seducing for sexy corruption, consumption, lusting for humping, panting and hunting, chasing, facing that hardest equation. I pray for this nation, 'cause life's so amazing, it's dazing, and some days I feel like I'm crazy, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light is shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat, no tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. So let's ride. So let's ride. So let's ride.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
See that pressure that's on your mind. Is that feeling like you're wasting time? And your money, it needs more money. And it just ain't funny when you hit your low.
my mind. Sweet, sweet loving is the push and shoving. I miss it when it's not around. But it ain't no mystery. Mystery in my mind.
Pressure, that is Adem Tesfaye, one of my favorite songs by him. I just love that guy. He was from the Black Poet Society. Made me remember
how
that
was he
band.
Now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was out in New York. He was playing out there. And then he came back here during 2020, just before
that
the pandemic.
Early? I wouldn't have it any other way.
And then the lockdowns happened. So he just decided, you know what? I'm not going back to New York. I'm going to stay in Madison. So he's here now, which is really awesome. He's been here for a couple of years. But he is going to be headlining the Atwood Fest, the Luther Allison stage.
As he should be.
Coming up Sunday, July 27th, he'll be ending the festival, which will be pretty cool. It's the Adem Tesfaye Band. And I love his drummers. He's one of the best drummers in town, the mighty Joe White. And that guy is just crazy. Make sure you come to Atwood Fest. Go to atwoodfest.com for the full live music schedule. And we still have lots of stuff coming up here tonight on Max Inc. Radio. Chloe, what's going on tonight yet?
Well, coming up, we have John Hardy, who is the owner of the new spot, the Green Room Public House, over in the old One Barrel spot. Mm-hmm. And after that, we have live music from Mad City, Maggie Shays, which I'm very excited about. And then after that, we have After Hours with Rob Roberts from 9 to 12.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sounds great. You know, it's so fun hanging out at the Green Room Public House. Terry Barr and I, after the Mom Awards, went over there with her husband, Brian, and hung out in the window. It was just beautiful weather, and they opened up the window. It's kind of like very European.
Oh, yeah. I saw all your pictures on Facebook the next morning, and I went through every single selfie trying to figure out who I knew.
Yes, all the selfies I took with people. Yeah. That was a great show, a lot of fun. Atwood Music Hall. And Atwood Music Hall is just around the corner from the Green Room, so it's just a great place to have these after parties.
So convenient.
Oh, it was just a lot of fun. And, yeah, that was pretty cool. Like Chloe said, we got lots of great stuff coming up at the half hour here. We'll be talking with John Hardy Right now, let's get back to some live music. Of course, we're talking Atwood Fest and the Jeremiah Jams Band. They're going to be playing Saturday at the Luther Allison stage. They're from Appleton. And Jeremiah Jams and his wife, they front the band, two drummers, very jammy. It's going to be really good. Let's listen to one of their songs. This is called Dancing in Your Soul. I got the sun in my eyes because, you know, we're right on State Street and the sun.
Put your cap down a little bit.
Yeah, pull the cap down.
I'll adjust the blinds.
It's bright in here, but it's great. It's such a great view here. So let's listen to it. Jeremiah Jams Band, Dancing with Your Soul. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Low. So they tell me, baby, that you're feeling low.
one more hit, baby. Give me one more drink, man. I'm not trying to push this, oh no. Well, the phone can't save me this time. Save my life. I was about to hit the rock bottom. But now I'm rising up because I'm warning. Give me a hit. Yeah, so good. Would you gotta hit it? To this, you rip off the chunk. And it smells like skunk in here. Or maybe this is just the funk in here. Here we go. Jumping next to oxygen gone. You know when to hold on or go with the flow. Check your body and check your temperature out now. Should be getting real hot or warm, come out.
That was Wonderfunk, Captain Wonderfunk, and that features Ben Majeska from Armchair Boogie. And Wonderfunk is going to be playing.
Not to be confused with Mr. Chair.
That's right. Armchair Boogie. You know, they're a bluegrass. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're really good. And Ben will be playing with Wonderfunk at Atwood Fest coming up July 26th, Saturday. That is at the Luther Allison stage. That is going to be a lot of fun. They're a great band. I'm really excited to see them and what they got coming in. Jane, you've been looking a lot at the Atwood Fest schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you excited to see?
You know, Paige, like opening up the show, I can't wait. Like, that would be incredible. I know we played some of her music last week, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And also, like, Fat Function and VO5.
Oh, like
that, yeah, that's probably what I'm most excited for.
That is going to be a really big show.
Yeah, they're going to blow the roof right off the sucker.
That's going to be so fun. That's on the Clyde Stubblefield stage Saturday night. VO5 is 8 to 10 p.m., and I think Fat Function starts earlier around 6:30, I want to say.
I think so.
Right? That's going to be a lot of fun. And that is in the United Way parking lot just off Atwood Avenue. If you want to see the whole schedule, go to atwoodfest.com. And did I mention that you can get the app here, Civic Media? Go get the Civic Media app.
You can text us.
You can text us on the app.
Dad, that doesn't apply to you. Do not text us. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Chloe's dad, don't text us. No. Hey, we want to hear from you. Quick, text us while she's not looking.
And speaking of VO5, we got some VO5 coming up.
We do have some VO5. And VO5, this is one of my favorite songs from VO5. It is called Soul Shiny Day. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When I wake in the morning and the swirls are blowing, look into a sun blue sky, and I feel as high, and my feet are on fire, spirits rising higher and higher on a brand new day. Chase my troubles away.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Redefining Boundaries, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com. Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Love to you with this song. I'm the messenger.
take it slow and get to the point. There are no rules except you annoy me, the messenger. See, I can teach you things that you never knew, but don't worry, babe, you can teach me too. I'm the messenger. Home and make love to your baby all night long. I'm the messenger. I show you how it feels to be treated like royalty. This is for real. I'm the messenger. Now forget the stairs and we'll just ride. Love and know you forever. We got nothing but time. I'm the messenger. Like this, stop hesitating. Come give me a kiss. I'm the messenger.
Messenger, that is the People Brothers Band. And the People Brothers Band, they have People Fest coming up in August up in the Driftless Gardens up in, gosh, that's way up there, up north.
Yeah, somewhere, up north somewhere.
Right now, you may have seen John Hardy at the Up North Bar, bar and live music venue in Madison, Capital East District. John managed he managed it for 15 years before becoming an entrepreneur and opening the Green Room Public House with his business partner, Doug Zarbach, in the old One Barrel Brewing location at the corner of Atwood and Winnebago. And here to tell us about his new venture, the newest gem to the east side of Madison, is John Hardy. John, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me.
John, we just heard the People Brothers Band. Have you ever heard of that band?
I have.
Now, John is, full disclosure, John is married to Mama T, singer of the People Brothers Band. So I want to know, how did you guys meet? How did you guys get married? We got to hear the origin story.
So the origin story is, so Teresa's...
Talk right into that mic.
Teresa's father and Bob Worm, who owns the complex, grew up together, or they lived together in New London, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Teresa moved back to, she lived in Atlanta for a little bit. So when she moved back to Wisconsin, her dad kind of placed her a job with Bob Worm, and I was at the Up North. So I met her at the Up North.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. And she is still there. She still books music.
Yep.
at the Up North Bar. Oh, that's pretty cool.
5 nights a week, they still do live music.
5 nights a week, live music right here in Madison at the Up North Bar. That's pretty cool. John, you started out at Buffalo Wild Wings in college and managed the Up North, and now it's the Green Room.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your backstory? Who is John Hardy?
Who am I? I kind of fell in love with the service industry, yeah, like you said, at Buffalo Wild Wings, and just loved the fast-paced atmosphere.
Was that here at the UW?
Yeah, it was right on State. That's when it was on State Street. And just kind of fell in love with that, and then just worked my way up, kind of managed that. The corporate management life wasn't really for me. And then found the Up North, and that was cool because I learned the corporate structure, and then I was able to learn, like, a small business structure, and then I kind of combine the two and kind of go with that.
Nice. And like, what was your parents' role? I always ask them, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, not everybody becomes an entrepreneur. What was their role growing up, either in your music or?
You know, my mom was very big in the theater, so that probably like plays and things like that. So that was probably a driving force. And my father actually, entrepreneur. He was a mechanic. He had his own shop. He used to put me to work, and I used to kind of see the ins and outs of that, and the kind of the struggle too, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. That's, I was just going to say, like, theater kid, entrepreneur combo. I mean, you're raised to be something cool, right? before we hear about some of the features and events happening, at the Green Room, will you just tell us first about your vision for the establishment? And you're very community oriented, so tell us all about it.
Yeah, we kind of were thinking that that Atwood neighborhood, it didn't necessarily need like a lounge type place, but I think it just adds to it, adds a lot to it. And honestly, like having all those music venues right there around us just kind of added to like the theme, Green Room.
Yeah.
So we're calling it kind of an elevated neighborhood bar. Like, you can get a nice drink, or, you know, you can get a bottle of High Life and just hang out in the garage door, like you were saying.
It's beautiful. Like, I was just down there the other night. So, yeah, love it.
I love hanging out in the garage door. The garage door opens, and it's just directly open. And I can't tell you how many people were walking by on the sidewalk, and they're like, "Hey, rocker!" And I'm like, "Wow, right there in the window." Oh, it's
your
so
very
fun.
Own meet and greet.
It was
start charging at the door. Let's get some hosted events.
Your theme. We love all things music. What's your theme there at the Green Room? Tell us about that.
I would say we love all thing art, which is music.
Yeah,
which is on the walls. Which is behind the bar, which is a cocktail too, you know? It's all kind of anything that kind of makes us feel good, it gets our brain going, is what we love.
Well, located at the corner of Atwood and Winnebago, the bar is less than 100 feet from the Luther Allison stage at Atwood Fest. You can practically touch the artist on stage if you hang out the front open air window. Did you have to fight with anyone to get that great location? I mean, was the people trying to open that place? How did you fall into that?
You know, it just kind of like fell, everything fell into place. I used to actually, not sure if I told you this, but I kind of moonlighted a little, bartended other spots, and I bartended at One Barrel Brewing.
Oh.
So that's where I fell in love with that space.
Yeah.
And knowing Peter Gentry, Adam Ginsberg, and actually Adam is the one who's like, "Hey, I know you kind of have interest in a bar. I think this place space is opening up." So I had like kind of a insider before info.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, besides, I just don't DJ all the time. I actually have a real job. I'm a trivia host. And speaking of trivia, I heard you're going to have Magical Musical Trivia every other Tuesday. And that's starting on July 1st.
Yeah,
so tell us about that.
We actually started it 2 weeks ago, but the next one is July 1st. Yeah, it's fun. It's a good friend of ours and my wife's, and her name's Maureen McCollum. And she was interviewing me once, and it came up that she's always wanted to host a trivia, music-themed trivia, and she's a big trivia buff, goes to trivias, and I said, if we ever do one here, you're the first person I call, and that's what I did.
Do you guys have an 80s metal night?
Have what?
80s metal night. 80s metal trivia?
We don't, but I could mention that to her.
I could maybe win at that one.
You know, if Maureen isn't available, you know who to call.
Yeah, now I do, definitely.
Forward watch parties. What's a forward watch party, though? So Frisbee?
Forward the bingo. Soccer. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, soccer.
Yeah, we just had our first watch party, and it was cool. It was an away game. So all, like, the super fans come out in their jerseys and the noisemakers, and they just have a good old time. They pack the bar. It was fun. And it's actually, you know, Bree Stevens isn't that far from us.
Yeah, you might be able to hear it, right,
if they cheer loud? It's really not that far. So it's nice to have, I guess, that soccer crowd and just, like, extending that neighborhood feel, too, maybe, over there.
Wow. And I heard the upstairs is going to be opening.
Yeah, we're working on the upstairs.
Ooh, split level.
Yeah, it's been a challenge to get off the main level and start working on the upstairs.
Is there going
to
be another bar up there or what?
There is a bar up there. Mm. Yes. Wow. There will be a bar.
Did you put that there? Has that always been there?
Nope, there is a bar up there. One Barrel used to use it, and we're just, you know, we're in the process of kind of. A few zoning things like that to get it completely street legal, and then we're gonna use it for events. And the idea is music up there.
Wow,
because it's a bigger, more open space.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know if that building has any history before One Barrel?
You know, there's some there's old like blueprints of a grocery store. I forget what the name of it was. But it's pretty cool. I know it's got a ton of history because it's just, you know, it's been there forever.
Wow. I managed the restaurant next door for a long time. I've got, I'll talk to you offline about that.
Yeah.
Got the blueprints, too. That's crazy. It's some weird history.
I know the Atwood Music Hall, that used to be a church.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the inside, I thought it was a bowling alley, but apparently it was a church.
It's beautiful in there.
Oh, it's amazing. An amazing venue right around the corner from the Green Room. How do we keep up with the Green Room Public House online?
So currently we have a Facebook and an Instagram going, kind of working on a website. Thing with websites, like we have enough content, but you know, we're not a restaurant. We don't have a big menu. We don't take reservations. We don't have music yet. So until we kind of have rotating content, I think we're just going to stick with Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram. John, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and chat with us tonight about your new club. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, John Hardy, the Green Room Public House over on the corner of Atwood and Winnebago, just on the street from the Atwood Music Hall. So when you go out and see the show at Atwood Music Hall, stop at the Green Room for a drink. It's a lot of fun, guaranteed. Let's see, we have more coming up. But one thing that's happening Sunday, June 29th, the Luther Allison Tribute Concert is happening at Atwood Music Hall. And it's going to feature Bernard Allison, Luther's son. And that's right at the corner where the Luther Allison stage is. Some amazing bands are going to be playing there. Look it up online at the Atwood Music Hall. This is the Green Room. Let's do our own. Bad News is Coming. This is Luther Allison. Let's do our own Luther Allison tribute. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I think I'm gonna have to leave.
Luther Allison, Bad News is coming to town. That is going to be such an awesome tribute coming up tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure.
At the Atwood Music Hall. And, you know, just a few years ago, we named the stage at the corner of Winnebago and Atwood the Luther Allison mm-hmm. stage. Mm-hmm. Luther Allison, I don't know if you know this, but he has a bench. There's a bench for Clyde Stubblefield and Luther Allison and Otis Redding over in the park.
Oh, lovely. Which,
what is the name of that park over here in Madison? A park in Madison. Yeah, let's just say a park
in Madison. One of those.
One of
those.
You know, right on the lake. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, Otis Redding, he mm-hmm. passed away yeah. in Lake Monona.
Yeah, in the lake, yeah.
Right now, let's see, we have the Pine Travelers, biggest small town. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Two people are dead, say officials, after firefighters were ambushed by a gunman or multiple gunmen while responding to a brush fire in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. An ongoing situation, Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris.
We are prepared to neutralize this suspect who is currently actively shooting at public safety personnel.
The FBI assisting local and state law enforcement. The two people killed are believed to be firefighting personnel. After a 16-hour reading of the legislation, Senate debate has begun on the for 5 hours now on President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill Act. President Trump wants his mega bill of cuts and breaks to be on his desk by July 4th. One woman dead, two others in the hospital after three homes caught fire and exploded in Philadelphia early this morning. The fire marshal investigating how that fire started. One of the victims is in critical condition. The other is in stable condition. This is ABC News. Russia.